For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Believe in K-State, hosted by Reggie Blackwell and Joe Matthew. On today's episode, Reggie and I briefly recap the UCF game and look ahead to the Oklahoma State game this Friday evening. But first, a message from our sponsor. Football is back, and BetOnline is your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with all the up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds. From Week 1 all the way to the college football playoff and Super Bowl, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Well, welcome. We took the bye week off with the team a little bit, but we're back in Believe in K-State with my good friend Joe Matthew. K-State is coming off a win against UCF on a Saturday night. Very explosive offense from Kansas State. We had to survive. UCF was game all the way through, but K-State got it done with some explosive offense, particularly from DJ Giddens, who had the game of his life.
Absolutely, and this was a game well into third quarter. The game was in doubt. Yeah. K-State was able to pull away in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I mean, UCF couldn't stop DJ Giddens. They couldn't stop the offensive line from making holes for him and letting him run wild, and that was quite a performance for him. I mean, he got most all of the carries, I believe, and took advantage of that.
Yeah, he took advantage of Trayshawn Ward being injured, but it just by seeing him in that game, I don't know what sparked him or what kind of got into his head, but it looked like you just saw a more explosive, angrier DJ Giddens running the ball. Obviously, there were some bigger holes. The K-State offensive line got some movement up front finally, but he ran with some authority as well and made people miss.
He did. He had some good juke moves that I really hadn't seen out of him before, but he ran aggressively and confidently.
No, absolutely. He made you think about that he can do it a little bit more than just with the power and the speed. He definitely had some footwork to make it work. Anything else, particularly in the UCF game, that you saw that gives you a little bit more of concern with K-State in the secondary? I am one that I thought we were further along in the back end, Joe, with our safeties and cornerback play, but we've given up too many explosive plays against University of Missouri and UCF to give me a little bit of pause that we need to take care of some things going deeper into the Big 12 schedule.
Yeah, UCF had some big plays in the game. It wasn't until the fourth quarter where our defense really stepped up and shut them down and allowed us to build that lead and, you know, win the game. So I wasn't real happy the first three quarters, to be honest.
Right.
But then that fourth quarter, they seemed to come around, and hopefully that continues onto the Oklahoma State game.
Yeah, I know they made a little bit of a tweak with switching VJ Payne and Kobe Savage. I don't really understand the rationale for that move. Maybe putting Cozy Savage in a different safety move role would give him more flexibility to move around. But I'm not quite sure what was Kleiman's and Kladerman's decision on that. Did you get that explanation in any other press conference?
No, I did not hear him talk about that. I listened to the one this week, and that never came up. So I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah, I know they did. And then I think a little bit with the corner position, particularly with Will Lee, I think everyone can see the ability and the splash plays that he can make. I think it's now just getting comfortable with all the adjustments and the calls and making sure he's ready for different formations, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see UCF against KU this weekend. I still don't have a good feel for exactly how good they are. I know they're really good offensively, but it seems defensively they're not. So K-State did all, you know, anything they could against that UCF defense, pretty much. I mean, ran the ball at will, passed the ball whenever they had to. And Will, I think, didn't have one interception.
One interception.
But other than that.
And I don't really think that was his fault.
Yeah.
That interception, if you go back to it. But, yeah, he just had the one.
Yeah, so all in all, our offense performed well. And, like I said, I don't know how good UCF is or how bad they are. It's kind of too early in the season. I just know they're good offensively. They've got some athletes.
No, they got some athletes, but they blew a 29-point lead against Baylor in basically third or fourth quarter last week to lose that game by 1 point. So that shows you their defense still has some work to do.
Yeah.
And when their offense gets a little bit of a stagnation, it's over with.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll get into our big baller of the game is very simple. DJ Giddens by far and away blew it away. 207 yards of rushing. I think he had about another 86 yards of receiving. He just did everything. He was basically K-State's offense. Will Howard still had a steady game. Did have the one interception, which I think that's debatable if you could put that on the receiver. But Mr. DJ Giddings, big baller of the game. I think we're just starting to see the beginning of him really blossom.
Yep, no argument for me there. He had the game of his life, and let's hope that continues.
No doubt. So let's switch into Oklahoma State. This is not a typical Oklahoma State Mike Gundy team that we're running into.
No,
they're 2-2. Coming off a this is a game that you had concern for K-State at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
They're coming off a, you know, they got a couple of embarrassing losses to South Alabama, which is very uncharacteristic. They kind of really just look like they're going to settle on their quarterback play with Bowman now, but they played three different quarterbacks in the first four games. Just Gundy, I think the transfer portal has hurt him, but this still an Oklahoma State team. It's a Friday night. They're desperate for a win. It's not an easy place to win down in Stillwater. I think all the numbers show that K-State should win this game. Vegas thinks they should win this game. All the indications are that they should, but we really got to come out and put it to Okie State early.
Yeah, I mean, I echo exactly what you said. All the numbers show K-State with the advantage. But it's still the Friday night, going on the road. The crowd's going to be raucous and loud.
Right.
And would it be surprising to me if Oklahoma State made a game of it? Not at all, really. That being said, I'm expecting K-State to take care of business. I don't see anything in the numbers that would show me that Oklahoma State has a distinct advantage in really any categories, offensively, defensively, or special teams. So on paper, it looks like a K-State pretty easy victory, but we know the circumstances are different in this one.
No,
now, I have a question because you mentioned the transfer portal is affecting Oklahoma State. Now, by that, you mean he has recruits that are transferring out that has affected his program?
I think he has, yeah. I think he hasn't fully embraced the whole process of you lose guys, but you go out and get a lot more guys coming in to replace them. Right. I think a lot of guys are leaving his program, but he's not getting the replacements to come back. Where I think K-State has developed a culture, we may lose a couple, but we could pick up a Trayshawn Ward. You know, we could pick up a few guys in the portal, a Keegan, that can replace what we lost or maybe even improve what we lost. Mm-hmm. When you have your star quarterback, Sanders, who's a graduate transfer, leave your program and goes to another school where he's not even a starter, that's saying a lot about the culture that he wanted to get out of there for some reason.
Yeah.
And he was a four-year starter.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting to me that Oklahoma State has fallen so far so quickly. I mean, you lose 33-7 to South Alabama. I mean, that's just mind-boggling to me. I don't understand it at all. He used to have a solid program. I mean, this is a program that where he was winning like 10 games a year there for a while. And now they're struggling big time.
And I think we saw it last year. Yes, K-State, everything worked last year when we blew them out 48-0. I think their record was overinflated with the preseason ranking when they came into K-State.
Yeah.
Obviously, they failed where they failed last year. But I think Oklahoma State quarterback plays the key. Gundy has always kept a consistent quarterback that made some plays. Now he's got his son in the rotation, not really a good thrower, just kind of a scrambler. Then he's got the other guy. I think we're going to see who's going to start. He's more of a passer. But they do have a running game. I think they're going to try to run the ball. They're going to try to minimize the possessions of K-State having the ball. And I think they're going to try to play a little keep away and try to make it a ugly, sluggish game to try to muck it up and be in the fourth quarter within a possession or two.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do that. But looking at the numbers, Oklahoma State's 104th in the country in rushing offense. And K-State's rush defense, which I looked this week and I was surprised at, to be honest, is 6th in the country.
Yeah, we are.
So you got great rush defense in K-State going against not a very good rushing offense in Oklahoma State. So I agree they're going to try to run the ball. That's for sure. We'll see if they're going to be able to do it. I mean, the numbers show that they probably won't be, but we will see.
No, I think once we go ahead and take the running game away from them and we score on a couple possessions to get up early, if we could get up about 14-0, 17-0 or so, then they trying to come back, they're going to have to throw the ball. And then it makes it for a bad situation for Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
I'm really expecting Kansas State to go down there and take care of business on a business trip, kind of survive the first quarter and a half of Okie State. I think they're going to come out and be hungry. But if we do what we've done in every single game, score on the first possession, I think we'll take the win out of the sails out of Oklahoma State early.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's important for our offense to get going early. You know, score on the first few drives and then take the crowd out of it and just kind of cruise from there. That'd be the game plan.
Yeah, I got a question for you. And a lot of people probably are not thinking about this early. But if you think about the Big 12 standings right now, you got a big game in Texas and Oklahoma. This is a big game for us because if we still win this game, we would be behind the winner of the Texas-Oklahoma game and in front of that loser. So if Texas or Oklahoma loses, we will be in front of them, which is going to be important as we keep going down the line. Now, we don't see Oklahoma, but we do see Texas in the regular season. But I think this Big 12 race is still early. It's going to really still, I think it's going to shape up between Texas, Oklahoma, K-State, and then a dark horse, West Virginia, which I think they're still playing on a little voodoo magic. I don't think they're as good as what their records show, but they're in the race.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think those are the teams to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. So what you got? You want to jump right into rapid fire? You got some other thoughts on Okie State that you want to kind of talk about?
Yeah, I think we'll go into rapid fire. And just to let everyone know again, Reggie has not received these questions prior to us jumping on the podcast, so the questions are brand new to him. So we'll see how this goes. Here's rapid fire for Oklahoma State. So, Reggie, K-State has scored a touchdown on their opening drive in every game this season. Will K-State score a touchdown on its opening drive of the game against Oklahoma State?
Yes, I think we will. I think the trend will continue. I think the bye week gave us the time to prepare from an injury standpoint. I think it gave Colin Klein and Kleiman an opportunity to get some plays to be ready for Oklahoma State's whatever adjustment they bring forward. So I think that trend will continue, and I think we'll make that five games in a row.
All right. The spread on the game I just checked before we jumped on the call is 11.5 points now. So will K-State will K-State cover the 11.5 point spread?
Well, I think Vegas is genius where they got it at. I thought it would probably be a 10-point game, to be honest. But I do think in my heart of hearts, K-State is going to win this comfortably. So I would bet it with no hesitation. I would take the 11.5 and take K-State to cover on the road.
All right. Will Howard has thrown for over 250 yards in each of his first four games this season, which is the longest streak by a Wildcat, which I found interesting. He's the only quarterback to do that in four straight games. So will he throw for over 250 yards against Oklahoma State?
No, I think the streak comes to an end. And the reason why I think we're going to have so much success in our run game with DJ Giddens and the abyss, not good Oklahoma State run defense, I think he's not going to have to throw that ball that much. I think we're going to get up on the score fairly quickly and early in the game. And then we're going to just kind of play keep away to get out of there with the win.
All right, I like that answer. So here's a fun one. Which will happen first? K-State will win 8 games, or Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will break up?
Well, that is a good one. Well, I wasn't sure if this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift deal was real.
Yeah, I don't think – a lot of people still don't think it's real.
So I do think it's I'm starting to grow on me that I think it's maybe with stage, but might have some little bit of validity to it now. So I think K-State will win 8 games.
All right.
No doubt.
So here's another fun one. What is Reggie Blackwell's go-to restaurant in Manhattan?
Well, my go-to, man, there is not really a go-to, but the one I do like that I'm most comfortable with is, what is that, Taco Lucha? What is it, the taco place, right? Taco Lucha. I like the tacos. I like the tacos. And if you really just want something to, that's my go-to. Anything else is probably just a chain restaurant that's in Manhattan. But yeah. I like the taco spot. I think it's pretty good.
All right. I agree with you there.
That's a good one. But you might be a Tanner's guy, huh?
You know, at Tanner's, it's a chain. They have good food. Yeah. I like Oh, what's the Chinese place?
In Aggieville?
Yeah.
Not the Hunan Express.
Yeah, Hunan's.
Hunan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Hunan has been there. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, he's been there a long time. Gives you a lot of food, that's for sure.
Yeah, he gives you a lot of food.
That's a good place to go after a night on the town in Aggieville.
It is. One interesting tidbit, I think I saw something, read something, that Aggieville will be getting a new hotel soon.
Really?
It's going to be a Hilton Prague, a Hilton Hampton Inn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, coming in Aggieville, I think, in a couple of years. So that's going to be nice to get another one.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Particularly in Aggieville.
Yeah. Yeah, that courtyard is nice, but it's pretty expensive.
It's nice because they know they can get the primo. Yeah, they,
yeah.
And they're taking full advantage of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking full advantage of that. They make it a little bit of a competition. Your buddy owns the other one, right?
Yeah, Hilton Garden Inn. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's where the team stays. So,
yep.
He's got that contract, so that's a pretty good deal.
Yep, that is. So, Reggie, give me your official prediction.
Well, my prediction is I think K-State is averaging 39.5 points a game. I think we'll just be a little bit slight over, under our average this week because I don't think we're going to have to. I think our defense is going to play a lot better. I'm going 38-17.
All right. Well, I'm pretty close to you. I've got K-State 35, Oklahoma State 21. I just think it'll be about a two-touchdown game, and K-State's going to be able to run the ball on the Cowboys, and I don't think Oklahoma State will be that effective against K-State defense. I think the defense is going to look good in this one, and it may be because of the opponent. But
and
I think
it may be
two touchdowns.
I think two touchdowns is the limit. I just think that we'll get up on them a little bit early. I do think, and I've been saying this for a while, we are way overdue for something in a special team. That's mm-hmm. concerning me. Punt or kickoff. Our teams are not as good as they have been in the past. Maybe that's particularly because we're playing a little bit of younger guys on the special team that don't have enough experience, not staying with blocks. But we're way overdue to bring one of those punts back or kickoff back.
Yeah, we are
or block
for
one.
That.
Or
yeah.
Or block one.
Yeah, that'd be nice too.
Yeah, or yeah, we haven't really came after any all year. I wouldn't be surprised if Kleiman takes a chance if we get them backed up in their own zone to maybe come after them and try to get a punt block or something.
Yeah.
To stimulate a short field or get a touchdown by turnover.
Yeah. Well, we're both pretty confident in this one. Hopefully we're right.
Oh, no doubt. This will be one of the most disappointing losses in a long time.
Yeah.
If we can't get this one, the season can take a dramatic turn. So
yeah.
mm-hmm. I think we'll take care of business and get ready to go down to Lubbock and face a very auspicious Texas Tech team. So
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
All right. That's all I got, Reggie.
All right, that's all I got, Joe. Appreciate it. You have a good week, and go
too.
Wildcats.
Go Wildcats. Talk to you later.
Talk to you.
Thanks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.